Okay. All right. This is Sunday morning. Wednesday evening. Okay. I forgot to write. Just a second. Let me write this down. All right, no nonsense. Look at the book of Revelation. Oh, what's the deal? I didn't date it or nothing. The depths of Satan is the title of this. How about that date, 7/21/21? Got the cue all over that. All right. Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Verse 2, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. That statement there in the Hebrew is tohu wa bohu. It means unformed and unfilled. Describes the earth after the initial act of creation. Whatever happened was called tahu wa bohu. I remember Billy Brim teaching on this a long time ago about tahu va or tahu wa bohu. She said the Russians know what that means because it means going to a teenager's room and it's bombed and you shut the door. That's tohu ba wa bohu. In other words, desolation. Just can't deal with it. It's just gone. How many times do you think this has happened? Have you ever thought about that? You know, let's say the earth is all these billions of years old. Doesn't it make you wonder how many times has God created and then Satan came in and destroyed? I don't know. Here's 2 Peter. It says a little bit about that. About the ancient world. Second Peter 2. Says here, verse 1, but there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. Isn't that what's happening today? And through covetousness shall they with feigned words make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not. I was listening to someone today where they were talking about the people that went into the Capitol on January 6th, that they arrested them. They've been in solitary confinement, some of them 2.5 months, not seeing anybody. And people that have done the insurrections and the ones that are murderers and rapists, they're letting out of jail going scot-free. They're not getting any of their rights. They were talking about one guy that at night they beat them. They come in and beat them up in their cells. One guy said the police officer just came to his door, opened the door and maced him and shut the door. These people are being tortured. Their rights violated. I mean completely out of control, like a kingdom upside down. For if God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell and delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment. There was a man today, he was a chiropractor and he was head of some kind of, it wasn't a militia, but it was a For Liberty type of organization where he lived. And he went into the Capitol for 10 minutes. He just got 24 years in prison. They lost everything. For nothing. He did nothing just because of his association to a group that's anti-government or anti-establishment. Tell us we're not in the end of days. And spare not the old world, but save Noah, the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly, and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemn them with an overthrow, making them an example unto those that after should live ungodly. Can I get you to turn that down just one notch, please? Please. Thank you. And deliver just Lot, vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked. For that righteous man dwelling among them is in seeing and hearing, vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds. That's what's happening in our world today. Who knew? The Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptations and to reserve the unjust until the day of judgment to be punished. This is their destiny. But chiefly them that walk after the flesh in the lust of uncleanness and despise government. Presumptuous are they, self-willed. They are not afraid to speak evil of dignities. Whereas angels, which are great in power and might, bring not running accusation against them before the Lord. But these as natural brute beasts, made to be taken and destroyed, speak evil of the things that they understand not, and shall utterly perish in their own corruption. If that doesn't speak about the people of today, these ungodly, no conscience, and shall receive the reward of their unrighteousness, as they that count it pleasure to riot in the daytime. Spots they are and blemishes, sporting themselves with their own deceivings while they feast with you, having eyes full of adultery that they cannot cease from sin, beguiling unstable souls and heart. They have exercised with covetous practices cursed children, which have forsaken the right way and are gone astray, following the way of Balaam, the son of Beor, who loved the wages of righteousness or unrighteousness, but was rebuked for his iniquity. The dumbass speaking with man's voice forbade the madness of the prophet. See, what he did, he enticed by what he did Israel to get into idolatry. The biggie. Because their idolatry included all the stuff, the child sacrifice, the drinking of blood, the cannibalism, all of that, all goes with that doctrine. These are wells without water, clouds that are carried with a tempest, to whom the midst of darkness is reserved forever. For when they speak great swelling words of vanity, they allure through the lust of the flesh, through much wantonness. Those that were clean escape from them who live in error. While they promise them liberty, they themselves are the servants of corruption, for of whom a man is overcome, of the same he is brought in bondage. This particular chiropractor, when they took him into the court, and when his wife finally got to see him, he was in chains, his feet, his legs, while the rapists and murderers that were also there, they weren't even handcuffed. And they got off with bail. He, no bail. No bail. But if after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled therein and overcome, the latter end is worse with them than the beginning. For it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than after they have known it to turn from the holy commandment delivered unto them. But it has happened to them according to the true proverb, the dog is turned to his own vomit again, and the sow that was washed her wallowing in the mire. So we see the repeat. Over and over and over and over. Mankind without God, he goes right back to the cesspool. Worse than an animal. Okay. Thank God that God decided after Noah that he would not flood the earth again. I didn't write that scripture down, but it says that he put the bow in the clouds, which, you know, who's tried to hijack that? But he put the bow in the clouds as a reminder that he would not flood the earth again. Why? Because this is the final countdown. This is the end. God is tired of saying tahu va bohu or whatever. Wait a minute. Tahu wa bohu. Yeah, he's tired of it. He's had to probably do it. Who knows? I mean, maybe sometime in our future, the Lord will explain some things to us so we'll know. All right, Revelation 10. As I was listening to this today, I was cleaning my car up, and I just cried when I heard how they could do something like this. How are they allowed to even live, much less continue to do what they're doing? And the lady that I get the intel from, that's very good, Kirsten W., she wanted to do an interview with the lady, but the lady's scared for her life. She's got an 11-year-old daughter. They can't pay their bills. She said the lawyer wants $250,000 just to defend him. And she said we'd have to sell our cars and our house to just pay the lawyer. So sad. I just thought, my heart goes out to him. And I saw another mighty angel, this is 10:1, come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head, and his face was as it were the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire. Had his hand a little book open, and he set his right hand upon the sea, and his left foot on the earth, and cried with a loud voice, as when a lion roareth. And when he had cried, seven thunders uttered their voices. When the seven thunders had uttered their voices, I was about to write, and I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, seal up those things with the seven thunders, which the seven thunders uttered, and write them not. The angel which I saw stand upon the sea and upon the earth lifted up his hand to heaven, and swear by him that liveth forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that therein are, and the earth and the things that therein are, and the sea and the things which are therein, that there should be time no longer. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God shall be finished, and he hath declared to his servants the prophets. So I believe that's where we are. Okay. All right, with that, let's go to Revelation chapter 2. All right, unto the angel, I want you to listen to just these churches in chapter 2. Unto the angel of the church of Ephesus write, these things saith he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand, who walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. I know thy works, and thy labor, and thy patience, and how thou canst not bear them which are evil. And thou hast tried them which say they are apostles and are not, and hast found them liars, hast borne and hast patience, and for my name's sake hast labored and hast not fainted. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. Remember therefore from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and will remove thy candlestick out of his place, except thou repent. But this thou hast, that thou hatest the deeds of the Nicolaitans. These are the Baal Moloch worshippers, Nicolaitans, which I also hate. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. And unto the angel of the church of Smyrna write, these things saith the first and the last, which was dead and is alive. I know thy works and tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich. And I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are of the synagogue of Satan. Now, these are the Phoenicians, the Khazarian mafia. The ones that say they are Jews and they are not. Now, the Mossad, you just put them all, the kind of all this, got several titles, but the same thing. Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that you may be tried. You shall have tribulation 10 days, but be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. He that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death. And to the angel of the church in Pergamos write, these things saith he which hath the sharp sword with two edges. Now that two-edged sword is judgment on one side, glory on the other. I know thy works and where thou dwellest, even where Satan's seat is, and thou holdest fast my name, hast not denied my faith, even in those days when Antipas was my faithful martyr, who was slain among you where Satan dwelleth. But I have a few things against thee, because thou hast there them that hold the doctrine of Balaam. Here it is again. Who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed unto idols, and to commit fornication. So hast thou also them that hold the doctrine of the Nicolaitans, which thing I hate. Repent, or else I will come unto thee quickly, will fight against them with the sword of my mouth. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, saving he that receiveth it. And unto the children of And to the angel of the church of Thyatira write, these things saith the Son of God, who hath his eyes like unto a flame of fire, and his feet are like fine brass. I know thy works and charity and service and faith and thy patience and thy works, and the last to be more than the first. Notwithstanding, I have a few things against thee, because thou serverest that woman Jezebel, which calleth herself a prophetess, to teach and to seduce my servants, to commit fornication, to eat things sacrificed unto idols. I put in my Bible, like children, ? And I gave her space to repent of her fornication. She repented not. Behold, I will cast her into a bed, and them that commit adultery with her into great tribulation, except they repent of their deeds, and I will cure her children with death. All the churches shall know that I am he which searcheth the heart, reins and hearts, and I will give unto every one of you according to your works. But unto you I say, and unto the rest in Thyatira, as many as have not this doctrine, and which have not known the depths of Satan, as they speak, I will put upon you none other burden. But that which ye have already, hold fast till I come. And he that overcometh and keepeth my word unto the end, to him will I give power of the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron, as the vessels of a potter. Shall they be broken to shivers, even as I received of my Father, and I will give him the morning star. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. So I read all that to say this. Look at the churches today. This Madison, I forget her last name, this Madison lady, I copied it off, and then I decided to delete it, because I'm not going to speak the ministers that she wrote down there. There's a whole list of them. Some you know, some you don't, and that have been implicated. And she says, I'd never bring them out, I'd never say their names unless I know, and I have proof that they've done, you know, involved in the human trafficking and other things. So anyway, these people have known the depths of Satan, the dumps, the deep underground bases, the depths of Satan. The Lord spoke to me the Netherlands, or the netherworld, the underworld. This is where Satan operates. This is where the deep state operates. This is where they've been going since, well, anyway, COVID, at least last year, they've been taking out the dumps. This is the under region. This is where he'll be bound, in the pit. All right? We have truly reached the depths of Satan in our world today. I mean, I don't think anybody could deny that. Even people that are not spiritual could see that. All right. I'm so thankful that God sent his son Jesus during these 6 days, the 6 days that we've been given, to rescue us from Satan and his agenda. All right, with that, let's turn to Genesis chapter 9. There is a point to all this. Verse 1 says, and God blessed Noah and his sons, and unto them, and said unto them, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth. The fear of you and the dread of you shall be upon every beast of the earth, and upon every fowl of the air, upon all that moveth upon the earth, and upon all the fishes of the sea, into your hand are they delivered. So the same mandate that Adam had, so Noah and his sons had. Every moving thing that liveth shall be meat for you, even as the green herb. Have I given you all things, but flesh with the blood thereof, which is the blood thereof, ye shall not eat. And surely your blood of your lives will I require, at the hand of every beast will I require it, and at the hand of man, at the hand of every man's brother will I require the life of man. In other words, There is no eating of blood. That's what caused the problem in the first place. Whoso sheddeth man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed. For in the image of God made he man. And you, be ye fruitful, multiply, bring forth abundantly in the earth, and multiply therein. And God spake unto Noah unto his sons and with him, saying, And I, behold, I establish my covenant with you and with your seed after you, and with every living creature that is with you of the fowl, and of the cattle, and of every beast of the earth with you, from all that go out of the ark to every beast of the earth, and I will establish my covenant with you. Neither shall all flesh be cut off any more by the waters of a flood, neither shall there be any more be a flood to destroy the earth. And God said, This is the token of the covenant which I make between me and you and every living creature that is with you for perpetual generations. I do set my bow in the cloud, and it shall be for a token of a covenant between me and the earth. And it shall come to pass when I bring a cloud over the earth that the bow shall be seen in the cloud. And I will remember my covenant which is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh. And the water shall no more become a flood to destroy all flesh. And the bow shall be in the cloud, and I will look upon it, that I may remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all flesh that is upon the earth. Isn't any wonder that those that are in the have reached the depths of Satan have tried to sabotage. And God said unto Noah, This is the token of the covenant which I have established between me and all flesh that is upon the earth. The sons of Noah that went forth of the ark were Shem and Ham and Japheth, and Ham is the father of Canaan. That's significant. These are the three sons of Noah, and of them was the whole earth overspread. And Noah began to be a husbandman, and he planted a vineyard, and he drank of the wine, and was drunk, and he was uncovered within his tent. This is a sexual act, either homosexual or incestual, because it had to be with his, I don't know if it was his mother or stepmother. It never says that she's their mother. It just says Noah's wife. So to uncover nakedness, this is Leviticus 20:17, where it says you're not to uncover your father's nakedness. So anyway, right here, the phrase is not the, it says it's not the same as Leviticus 20:17. This commentary stinks in this Bible. But anyway, I looked it up. When you saw someone's nakedness, it meant there was a sexual act involved in it, okay? So, and he drank of the wine and was drunk, and he was uncovered within his tent. And Ham, the father of Canaan, saw the nakedness of his father and told his two brethren about it. And Shem and Japheth took a garment and laid it upon both their shoulders and went backward and covered the nakedness of their father, and their faces were backward, and they saw not their father's nakedness. And Noah woke from his wine and knew what his younger son had done unto him, and he said, Cursed be Canaan. Well, as far as I understand, Canaan wasn't even born yet. So what's going on here? This Nephilim trait showed up through the line of Ham, the Canaanites. So we see it started over again. But thank God this is the last trek. All right? You would have thought the flood would be enough, but you see, it just started over again. Thank God the earth's lease has run out. Now I want to read you something from Gene Decode concerning the mark of the beast. This is the statement that he made. The code that is in the Belgium beast computer system is in the vaccine. The shot gives the recipient this barcode. There is supposedly three thin lines in each barcode, and each line is a 6. So there's your 666. Gene states his opinion about this. He said, Everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So he advises anyone that has taken the mark, and he called it the mark, that they should get a hold of one of his coordinates. He has them all over the country and all over the world. And they could get them free from the nanotech, the technology that is doing the barcode that's inside the person's body. They can help them rid their body of that nanotech, but then they would have to repent and they would have to accept Jesus, and they would, you know, that's what he says. I don't know that I agree with that. The nanotech would stop the progression to where they cannot track. They cannot run the deal over you and pick up the barcode. He says that he has been exposed to nanotech before, and he soaked in the bath, put hay or something, and he said, under a black light, you can see all the nanobots coming out of his body. I know they put nano stuff in all kinds of medications, whether it be Tylenol or whatever. That's why I haven't taken any for years. I'm not going to put any more, no nano anything in my body. You understand? I don't want any of that garbage in my body. They track us enough as it is and all that kind of stuff. So anyway, that's what he said. And Gene went to medical school, was going to be a doctor, and then everything got exposed to him about the big pharma and all that, and so he didn't ever take his exam. So he knows a lot of stuff about, you know, the body and things like that, like doctors. All right, this is what the scripture says. There's two scriptures about the mark, and I'm going to read those. Revelation 13. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. And he caused all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark, or the number of the beast, or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him hath understanding count the number of the beast. For it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. Okay, the other one's in 20, verse 4. Now I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God. There's been many die. In the 6,000 years, there's people dying now over it. They were beheaded for the witness of Jesus, for the word of God, which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. So, anyway, well, let me just keep going here. Those that bow are going to burn. Those who do not won't. Daniel chapter 3 talks about Nebuchadnezzar, the three Hebrew children. When I play this music, you're going to bow. And if you don't bow, you're going to burn. So what happened? They didn't bow. And they didn't burn. See, that's the worship. People are all messed up thinking it's just a man. But no, it's a system. People that are so ingrained in the system. We've tried. I've tried everything I know to do. Everyone I know to try to get them to listen to me. And I'm telling you, the ones that don't know much, they've been the most receptive. The ones that have been in the walk of faith and been in Christianity for mega years, they're the ones that have turned the deaf ear and the blind eye. They bowed to the system. God uses medicine. That's like saying, God and the devil are a team, as far as I'm concerned. Okay. If you want to read that, that's Daniel chapter 3. We see those alternative timelines playing out here. We've tried to tell people, but people just do not want to hear it. Thank God some of them did hear it. The old doctrine is false. The righteous are blessed and the wicked are not. We were taught or indoctrinated to believe that it's going to be so bad for everybody. That's why we had to be raptured out of here. But I don't see it that way. I see two timelines. Good for the righteous, those that didn't bow to the system. And to the ones that decided to bow, they'll burn. That's just the way the Lord put it to me. Now, I'm not disputing Gene. Gene is a very kind, very humble, just a very sweet man. And God's a righteous judge. But I'm just telling you what the scriptures, what I see from the scriptures. Okay. Babylon and all involved in it will be judged, and it will burn as a memorial forever. Okay. Let's read that. This is Revelation chapter 18. From what I see it, you better get yourself straight. And after these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lighted with his glory. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great has fallen, and has become the habitation of devils, and the hold of every foul spirit, and the cage of every unclean and hateful bird. For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. See, the whole world has bowed to the system. The wine of her wrath for fornication, the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her. That means all the leaders. And the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. Well, here, we'll pay you all this money if you'll do this. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plagues. So does that mean if you stay in it, you're going to receive it for plagues? That's what it's saying. I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that you be... Oh, I read that. For her sins have reached unto heaven, and God hath remembered her iniquities. Reward her even as she rewarded you, and double unto her double according to her works. In the cup which she hath filled, fill to her double. Let's talk about the caterpillars and how terrible they are. I said, Lord, this is supposed to be going on to the Egyptians, not the people in Goshen. These plagues of caterpillars. Our landscaper girl said, they're everywhere. I'm thinking, is this what we're witnessing? Is this biblical, Lord? I've never seen anything like it. How much she hath glorified herself and liveth deliciously, so much torment and sorrow give her, for she saith in her heart, I sit a queen and am no widow and shall see no sorrow. They're so arrogant. Therefore shall her plagues come in one day, death and mourning and famine, and she shall be utterly burned with fire, for strong is the Lord God who judgeth her. And the kings of the earth who have committed fornication and live deliciously with her shall bewail her and lament for her when they shall see the smoke of her burning, standing afar off for the fear of her torment, saying, alas, alas, that great city Babylon, that mighty city, for in 1 hour is thy judgment come. And the merchants of the earth shall weep and mourn over her, for no man buyeth their merchandise anymore. Oh, I'm just so afraid you're going to make me not have to be able to use my medicine. That's been said to me. I'm just afraid you're going to tell me I can't use my medicine. It's like Keith Moore saying, well, we just do a little witchcraft. We don't do a whole lot of witchcraft, just a little bit. Does God see it that way? No, he doesn't. You're either doing it or you're not doing it. And the members of the earth shall weep and mourn over her, for no man buyeth their merchandise anymore. The merchandise of gold and silver and precious stones and of pearls and fine linen and purple and silk and scarlet and all fine wood and all manner vessels of ivory and all manner vessels of precious wood and of brass and iron and marble and cinnamon and odors and ointments and frankincense and wine and oil and fine flour and wheat. All beasts and sheep and horses and chariots and slaves and souls of men, they got their finger in every pie. And the fruits of thy soul lusted after are departed from thee, and all things which were dainty and goodly are departed from thee, and thou shalt find them no more at all. I'm looking forward to that day. The merchants of these things which were made rich by her shall stand far off for the fear of her torment, weeping and wailing, and saying, alas, alas, that great city that was clothed in fine linen and purple and scarlet and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls. For in 1 hour... so great riches is come to naught, and every shipmaster and all the company and ships and sailors and as many as trade by sea stood afar off. Remember they're ever given. That was the Red Sea moment. It absolutely was. And cried when they saw the smoke of her burning, saying, what city is like unto this great city? And they cast dust on their heads and cried, weeping and wailing, saying, alas, alas, that great city, wherein were made rich all that had ships in the sea by reason of her costliness. For in 1 hour is she made desolate. See, this is their main trafficking lanes, the seas. That's where most of the children were trafficked. Underground tunnels, yes, that too. But what they'd do, they'd harvest the kids and put them on a ship, send them across the world where they couldn't be found. Rejoice over her, thou heaven, and ye holy apostles and prophets, for God hath avenged you on her. And a mighty angel took up a stone like a great millstone and cast it into the sea, saying, thus with violence shall thy great city Babylon be thrown down and shall be found no more at all. The voice of harpers and musicians and pipers and trumpeteers shall be heard no more at all in thee, and no craftsman of whatsoever craft he be shall be found any more in thee, and the sound of a millstone shall be heard no more at all in thee. All this is going on. You don't even hear anything out of Hollywood anymore. And the light of a candle shall shine no more at all in thee, and the voice of the bridegroom and of the bride shall be heard no more at all in thee. For thy merchants were the great men of the earth, for by thy sorceries were all nations deceived. Remember I talked 2 weeks ago about sorceries. That's the witch doctor. Medical field. Big pharma. Were all nations deceived. In her was found the blood of prophets and of saints and of all that were slain upon the earth. Here's another look at the beginnings of all of this for our nation. The author of The Creature from Jekyll Island is a man by the name of G. Edward Griffin. Laura Sanger, Ph.D., The Roots of the Federal Reserve, also gives excellent commentary on this. I'm going to read you a few things. Jekyll Island, you know, is off the coast of Georgia. In the 1500s, there was an American Indian tribe, or so they thought. I don't think they're American Indian. They're not sure because that they're indigenous. Maybe they were. They come there later or, you know, I don't know. But they were not turned like the American Indian. They were more like the Nephilim. They were the Timucuans is the name of them, the Timucuan tribe. They were cannibalistic. They did child sacrifice. They worshipped the Egyptian sun god and were between 8.5 to 9 foot tall in height. They were required to sacrifice their firstborn sons. There are a lot of other things. I saw pictures in her book of them doing their rituals, and they're all distorted looking, you know, like demon-possessed. Leviticus 18:21. I want to read that right quick. Y'all don't have to turn there. I'll just read it right quick. And thou shalt not let any of thy seed pass through the fire to Molech, neither shalt thou profane the name of thy God. I am the Lord. And then it goes on to talk about homosexuality, and then it goes on to talk about bestiality. I've seen portraits of those. Okay, Jekyll Island is now a national park. I was listening to an interview on it from this man that wrote the book, The Creature from The Creature of Jekyll Island. He said it's now a national park. The six bankers that met there to form the Federal Reserve met in Rockefeller's cottage. Each banker had their own cottage, or it's a big house. They built the whole place over the Timucua's burial grounds and their ruins. It just so happens that the six bankers sat at a table in the Rockefeller cottage that was sitting right over the child sacrifice stone. It's built over. The table they sit at was right on top of the stone that they sacrificed the children on. All right. Everything on Jekyll Island is built over something like this. The burial sites are encased in plexiglass where you can see the giant bone skeletons. You see how big they are. It's documented. They are 8.5 to 9 foot tall, even the women. You can't touch them or anything because they're encased, but they're exposed. Okay. They made their pact with Satan to kill, steal, and destroy every man, woman, and child in the earth. That's what the Federal Reserve Bank has done. They control the money on every country on earth. I think there's two countries that aren't in the Federal Reserve. Russia is one of them, I know. The central bank. They're all over the world. The whole world has been caught up in this scheme. They have, up until this present time, controlled all of our money. Okay. 1 Timothy 6:10, the love of money is the root to all evil. You want to find the beast? Follow the money, honey. All right? Now just, okay, think about this, about the Georgia Guidestones. It's about genocide. It's about depopulation. All right? This is happening right, Georgia. So what is it about Georgia? Is it this Nephilim tribe? I don't know. Could be. All right. But we are going to see this genocide plot in the next 2 to 5 years. People are going to start dying. They say between 2 to 5 years. Mass genocide. They say 450 deaths have happened already because of vaccine damage. That's COVID, the COVID, I can't even call it a vaccine, it isn't. It's an experimental drug, okay. I'm going to read that. Jackie sent this morning. This one, I copied this off because this is the way most people think about it. The mark of the beast is taken when someone makes a deal with the devil. Fame, fortune, and power in exchange for bowing and worshiping him in the manner he requires, like human sacrifice. By so doing, one takes the mark upon themselves. Conversely, taking a shot of any kind does not equate with denying the Lord Jesus Christ to worship the devil. Well, it's kind of looking a little bit like maybe that isn't true. Because I had kind of thought that myself until the Lord kind of started leading in this direction. This is, I'll just read the text. This is a document. This is a Supreme Court decision in 2013 by Justice Scalia, the one that was murdered. Since 2013, all people vaccinated with the GM-modified mRNAs are legally transhuman and legally identified as transhuman and do not enjoy any human or other rights of a state, and this applies worldwide because GenPoint technology patents are under U.S. jurisdiction and law where they were registered. The source of this decision was the U.S. Supreme Court, and this is the PDF. This is the document that I copied off. So what they're basically saying is, it's like they own you. Right here. In the U.S., the Supreme Court has ruled that vaccinated people worldwide are products, patented goods, according to U.S. law, no longer human because of the barcode. Through a modified DNA or RNA vaccination, the mRNA vaccination, the person ceases to be human and becomes the owner of the holder of the modified GEN vaccination patent because they have their own genome and are no longer human without natural people. But transhuman. So a category that does not exist in human rights. The quality of a natural person, all related rights are lost. This applies worldwide and patents are subject to U.S. law. So, they've messed with their DNA. And I've heard, there's been many doctors talk about that it's messed with their DNA to change them, okay? All right, let me finish up here. All right. Have any doubt now about his being the mark of the beast or this being the final stage of it? I mean, it's gotten pretty far, scarily far. I know that last year the Lord basically had me stop red-pilling people. Perhaps they passed the point of no return. It's sad to see. It has been my prayer, like Jean has indicated, that there would be some countermeasures in place to counteract the shot. Today, I heard President Trump and his team are working on an antidote. So that'll be one of the first things he does, is to apologize for warp speed, because they tricked him. He got tricked. And he was in a place where he had to do something where it was not mandatory, lest there'd been a lot more people die. Okay. People think it is a one-man show, that if the Antichrist just shows up or whatever. It's not. This is wicked men that have been doing this since the Garden. And it started in our nation and whenever, early 1900s, with the Federal Reserve, okay? All right, the thing is, it's a system that has caused people to become so dependent on it that they can't not continue in it. This is the bowing part. And we see what's going to happen to those that continue. You've got to come out. All right. Well, that's pretty sobering, but maybe it needs to be. Okay. I thought this was, on a lighter note, I thought this was very classy. This is a statement by Eric Clapton. Following the PM's announcement on Monday, the 19th of July, 2021, I feel honor-bound to make an announcement of my own. I wish to say that I will not perform on any stage where there is a discriminated audience present. In other words, you can't come in here. In the UK, they're saying you can't go anywhere if you don't have the vaccine. Unless there is provision made for all people to attend, I reserve the right to cancel the show. I thought, well, touche to you. Yeah. All right, I want to give you some intel that I've heard. The Fed and the IRS is being dissolved. Susan Rice, they held a tribunal for her. She's been found guilty of treason, sentenced to death. They didn't have the date. Susan Rice, who was Obama's right hand, whatever. Governor Newsom, California, indicted by the military. This is what he did during COVID. He closed all movie theaters and theme parks, causing many businesses to go bankrupt. So Netflix paid him to do so they could cash in billions of dollars while everybody's locked down. That, you know, piece of crap, nasty, you can have every one of their movies. As far as I'm concerned, I'll never have Netflix again. NACERA has allotted $1.7 billion for each person on the face of the earth. $1.7 billion. Arizona has declared Trump the winner. Trump team working on an antidote for the shot. Trump, sorry about Operation Warp Speed, said he was tricked. New internet, no more Mockingbird, which a new internet equals no more Mockingbird or MK Ultra, no more mind control manipulation. We are now, from what I understand, I got this intel, a lady, her name is real sweet lady. You don't see her face. She just plays music and she reads intel. Sherry something. Anyway, now operating partially on Tesla towers, from what I understand. On 7/14, Nancy Drew filmed JFK and Trump, Beast 1 and 2. The announcement said Trump and Kennedy released. I watched it several times because Gene Decode brought this up. He said, I want you to watch this, and he played the same video that I have. And he said, did you see him? And Nicholas said, well, no, I thought you was going to stop and hone in on what we're looking at. And he said, no, that's for you to figure out. Well, all I can figure out is you see Beast 1 and you see Beast 2 following the motor, you know, they're the front of the motorcade. Maybe the time has come where they can be brought forward into the public, because he's actually been the VP since you know, 2018, July 4th. Okay. Dr. Brian Artis has filed a lawsuit against the federal government and claims there are 11 vaccine damage reporting systems that show over 45,000 COVID vaccine deaths. 45,000. The frontline doctors also are suing over this too. They're all the doctors that came forward, many of them in the state of Texas. They were trying to treat people with hydrochloroquine and they tried to take their license from them and all kinds of things. Indianapolis giving vaccinations to animals, their zoo. They're trying to kill off the animals. A woman, I saw it. She got her shot in one arm and they scanned it and it showed the barcode. She turned around the other arm, it didn't scan. But Gene, he said, the thing is, in a few months, no matter where they scan, they'll pick it up. It'll infiltrate the whole body. Okay. I said, she's like a canned good at Walmart. Go through the scanner. The AZ audit senators call for new elections. It says here, AZ audit senator calls for new election. Now, this is what was cool. You know, I said to you that God is Q. Remember I said that to you? God is Q. This man, he comes on, and he's got a piece of paper. It's got a Q on it, you know. He said, well, listen to me, people. Listen to me, people. And he put Jesus up, the words were up over his head. He didn't speak the name, you know, he didn't want to get censored. But anyway, he said he went to a yard sale. He said, I've just come to the Lord recently. And he said, I'm just trying to get anything I can get my hands on to know about the Lord and know about his ways and all kinds of stuff. He said, I went to this estate sale. And he said, this particular estate sale had an upstairs, and upstairs was this big library with all kinds of books. So the man was a doctor, I guess the estate sale. He said, the man bought this book for $1, which he said, I saw later, like on eBay, it was selling for $900. This book was, it came out in 1949, but he said on page 571 of this book, the title of the book is called Man's Religions by John B. Noss, N-O-S-S, by the Macmillan Company publishers. And in there, it starts talking about Q, talking about Jesus and Q. In fact, the Q word was quell. It means direct from the source. Q means direct from the source. So right here, the sayings of Jesus in the early days was called Q, is what the man was saying in the book. And I said, and Kim Commit talked about, you know, A and Q, talking about Anons and Q. So I thought that was so cool. I went and ordered there's a book called, is it the Gospel of Q? The Book of Q. Ordered it off Amazon. It's called the Book of Q, and it's the writings of Jesus is the name of it. So I thought that was kind of cool. But you always hear people saying, whoever you call is source. Well, God's source. Jehovah, Jesus is source. But anyway, this guy, I thought that was the coolest thing. I thought, man, I'd like to have that book. Just to have that one page, you know, where it talks about Q, Jesus. Okay.